We made a quick trip to Bemidji last month to see the exhibit Through the Lens at Watermark Art Center, a very nice group show featuring the work of photographers Pat Grimes, Dwayne Paulson, Joyce Clevin, Cal Rice, Sean McCroy, Marilyn Walsh, and John Walsh. Through the Lens has a two-month run, August and September. It's the final exhibit before Watermark's pending renovation adventure. If you have marveled at Watermark's transformation that occurred simply by moving across the street, wait until you see what's going to happen next. It'll make another order of magnitude difference. Next up was another great group exhibit at the J. Cuisart Center in Aiken called Sharing the Fire, all wood-fired pottery and sculpture by Hattie Hatticek, Grant Boulanger, Jake Eiten, Ken Amundsen, and Michael Weiss. Each artist had a number of solo pieces on display, all of it terrific, and then they collaborated on several mostly gigantic clay sculptures that were just absolutely out of this world. Whimsical and hilarious and inspiring, and of course, clearly showing the evidence of more than one set of hands and eyes. Sharing the Fire at J. Cuis. Hope you saw it. This is history now, but I want to say congratulations to McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids for their 24th annual juried exhibit. The internationally acclaimed sculptor Jin Man Joe put together a wonderful show in the McCroskey Gallery in his role as juror, and then installed a really impressive collection of his own work in steel and wood in the Minnesota Gallery. I don't have time here to name the numerous award winners, but they came from across the state, and I'm sure they were all gratified by the turnout on First Friday, August 5th. And if you're in Grand Rapids during the next month or so, head up to the Artists in Residence Room in Old Central School, where Annie Humphrey is crafting her extraordinary native jingle dresses and accessories. You might even be able to watch her working. We made it to one of the last performances in the Tuesday Summer Concert Series in Grand Rapids by Ross Larson, ably accompanied by Stuart Baer, Bonnie Kangas, and Darcy Rich. Ross is barely out of high school, which you'd never guess from his piano skills and stage presence. He's the real deal already. Finally, here's to John Schroeder and Nathan Bergstedt, who brought their original Uncommon Loons production, Pistachios, back from the Minnesota Fringe Festival in Minneapolis to the Rife Center on August 25th. They stepped outside their comfort zone with this one, and certainly out of mine, too. Pistachios is serious drama, two brothers debating faith and loss of faith. It sounds like yawn potential to spare, but I have to say these two guys made it work. Uncommon Loons. We know their loon component well. This time, they underscored uncommon.